All right, here we go. All righty. Maybe we should just keep running through those and we'll just keep cheering. Sound good? Hey, listen, it was a late night last night, okay? But you need to rouse yourself because we're about to celebrate something way better, right? Way better. We're about to celebrate seven people who have been washed in the blood of Jesus, who have come to know him and are going to get up here and testify to the world and to you that they know him and they are his. The miracle of salvation, right? It's a big day. But before we get into the miracle of salvation, we're going to look in the book of Acts to the first miracle in the book of Acts, all right? So we're going to go there. We're working our way through Acts. And if one person has called the book of Acts a series, a book of sermons, because if you walk through it, there's a number of speeches, a number of sermons. And so we're walking our way through those sermons as a way of saying, what should we do as followers of Christ? How should we act? What are our acts? And that is the most cheesy video I've seen. But hey, it's got your attention. So here we go. I will say this, we don't have a lot of time, so I can sum up Peter's sermon after this miracle in one sentence. What are you looking at? Okay, what are you looking at? Acts chapter 3, here we go. Now Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. And a man lame from birth was being carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple that is called the Beautiful Gate, to ask alms of those entering the temple. Seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked to receive alms. And Peter directed his gaze at him, as did John, and said, "Look at us." And he fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, "I have no silver and gold, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the hand and raised him up. And immediately his feet and ankles were made strong, and leaping up he stood and began to walk and entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking, praising God, and recognized him as the one who sat at the Beautiful Gate of the temple asking for alms. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Isn't that awesome? Here's this guy who's never walked, and he has to be laid at a gate of the temple to beg. And Peter and John walking by, they fixed their gaze. They looked at him, and they said, "Look at us." And he looked back, hoping to receive something. And he didn't receive silver, he didn't receive gold, but he received the ability to walk in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Why did this happen? Why did this happen? Verse 11. While he, the man who was healed, clung to Peter and John, all the people, utterly astounded, ran to them in the portico called Solomon's. And when Peter saw it, he addressed the people, "Men of Israel, why do you wonder at this? And why do you stare at us as though by our own power or piety we have made him walk?" What are you looking at? What are you staring at? Why are you surprised at this work, as though we have done this by our own power or piety? How easy would it have been for Peter to take just a little credit for the work of God, right? Peter had gotten up and he gave his first sermon and 3,000 people came to faith in Jesus, right? And then he just grabbed the guy by the hand, and the guy stood up, and he was healed. How easy would it be to take a little credit? Man, I have a little power. I must be pretty good for God to work through me in that, right? How easy it is would be to do that. But you know what? Peter knows the real story, right? Peter knows what time it is, right? He was just a fisherman called by Jesus. And one day, he got to walk on water, walking out to Jesus. But as soon as he took his eyes off of Jesus, he began to sink, right? And at the end of Jesus' life, as soon as he took his eyes off Jesus, he denied him three times. Peter knew that it wasn't by his own power or it wasn't by his own goodness that he did this, right? And how easy it is for us at times to let our own healing, our own protection, our own hope rest in our own power and our own goodness, right? But Peter rejected this. He rejected it. But there's something just as dangerous and just as insidious that we see in this passage. We can be like the crowds. We can be like the crowds and try to attribute our own hope, our own protection, our own faith to someone else. Now, it's good to have leaders. It's good to have mentors. It's kind of essential in the walk with Christ. But we can subtly begin to look at someone else a little different and put our hope in someone else, right? We can attach our hope, our healing, our salvation to another person. And that, my friends, is idolatry. It is idolatry. You know, we've recently seen the fallout of what happens when a group of people puts a little bit too much hope in a person, right? We can begin to think, man, this person's a particularly gifted individual. Or this person, man, they built a big church. Or this person, man, what preaching they have. Or, man, they're so successful. And that's good, and we should celebrate what the Lord has done. But we can subtly begin to attribute to them some kind of spiritual thing that just is a little bit higher than the rest of us. And that is idolatry. And Peter rejected it, did he not? Peter, who walked with Jesus and was used by God, he rejected that. And so should you and I. So should you and I. Verse 16. And by his name, Jesus' name, by faith in his name, Jesus' name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know, and the faith that is through Jesus has given the man his perfect health in the presence of you all. Church, what are you looking at? Are you looking to yourself or are you looking to someone else? There is one name under heaven that will bring salvation. One name under heaven that will bring healing. One name under heaven that brings hope. And his name is Jesus. We need to turn our eyes to him. So I want to give you a moment. Just sit before the Lord. Sit before the Lord and ask yourself, am I putting my place, am I putting my hope a little bit too much in myself? Am I putting my hope a little bit too much in someone else? Take a minute. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Lord, we love you. You are our God. Lord Jesus, you are our Savior. Holy Spirit, you are our strength. And we want to be a people who turns from idolatry, and walks with you. Thank you for the amazing work you've done here and through our lives. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.